This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you love elephants and wild animals, you have to give thanks today for President Trump, who reversed a decision by the U.S. was it Game and Wild? I don't know what it is. Some department that covers hunting, and they had rescinded a ban on the importation of trophy, like big game hunting trophies, you know, where people like to shoot animals and then put the heads of those animals on the walls of their home, which I've never understood. Totally creepy, weird behavior as far as I'm concerned. I'll talk about that more. But Trump reversed it, putting the ban back in place. So U.S. citizens cannot go hunt elephants in Zimbabwe, in this case, and then bring the heads of those elephants back to the United States. I mean, and this is so barbaric and so inhumane to go out and shoot animals for sport, for a form of entertainment. You know, elephants are conscious beings. Elephants are intelligent. In many ways, they're more intelligent probably than most humans, frankly. They have memories. They have emotions. They have families and social interactions. And they mourn the losses of their loved ones just like humans do. You know, elephants really embody a lot of what we call humanity. And then to just go there and shoot these elephants for sport, it's unreal. It's totally insane. And I say this, by the way, as a gun advocate, a firearms owner, a proficient long-range target shooter, but I have never hunted, and I'm not a hunter, and that's not what firearms are for, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, in terms of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not the right to go hunting. The Second Amendment described the right to use firearms to shoot tyrants. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. It wasn't about shooting elephants. It was about shooting tyrants. So, you know, let's get history straight here, because this is important to understand. And a lot of people who don't like guns, they always try to equate gun owners with hunters to imply a kind of cruelty or a lack of compassion or lack of empathy. Well, I'm here to tell you that I am a firearms owner, operator, advocate for the Second Amendment, and I do not hunt, and I believe that firearms should be used to save lives, not to take innocent life. The role of firearms, again, just to repeat, the role of firearms in a civil society is to defend life and liberty, not to be used in a form of entertainment or recreation to kill other living creatures. To me, that's barbaric. And I know I'm going to take some flack and some heat from other gun owners who are hunters. They're going to, you know, blast me over this. That I don't care. That's, you know, that's your deal. The truth is, I'm probably more proficient on long-range target shooting than 99 out of 100 other gun owners. And you don't need to shoot animals to be good at ballistics. You just need to understand math, frankly. And you need to have some decent firearms skills, just how to handle the weapon. But mostly it's math. When you talk about long range shooting, it's about bullet drop compensation, wind compensation, movement compensation, the inclination or the declination of the target versus your current position, understanding the cosines of the wind, and so on. Most shooters that I've met who are not military are horrible long-range target shooters. Now, the military guys are a different story, especially U.S. Marines. Marines are trained very well in long-range shooting, and they do understand all these things. They're well-practiced at it. Marine shooters tend to be very, very good. But the average just sort of, you know, country boy hunting person doesn't know anything about ballistics or bullet drop or spin drift or any of that stuff. They have no clue. They can barely hit anything beyond 400 yards. So what I want you to take away from this podcast is really a couple things. Number one, Donald Trump has a heart. He saved the elephants of Zimbabwe by putting in place this ban on the big game trophies. So that's good. And he did so for all the right reasons, because it is an outrage that human beings in this day and age would still be out hunting conscious beings for sport. It's sickening. It's a sickening practice. The second thing I want you to understand is that this big game hunting, this is entertainment for rich people. Because just to even go get a license to hunt an elephant or something like that, I mean, I don't know what the rates are, but they're, you got to spend probably in all with the travel and the licensing and the tour guides and everything, over $100,000. That's my estimate. That's my guess. It's a lot of money. The only people who can afford to do this are ultra rich people who obviously have no heart, because then they spend that money to go kill a living creature. Hey, why not spend the money to buy, you know, Thanksgiving dinners for the homeless in your local town, you freaking morons? You're going to go spend $100,000 to kill an elephant? Surely you can find something better to do with that money, for God's sake. It's people like you that give firearms owners a bad name, by the way. And that's another point of this podcast. I want you to understand, if you are opposed to firearms, if you're anti-gun, do not equate gun owners with hunters. They are not synonymous, not the same thing. I am a gun owner. I believe in using firearms as a last-ditch resort, if necessary, to defend your life, to defend your family, to defend your nation, if it comes to that. Firearms are for protecting life and liberty, but I am not a hunter, and I do not hunt for sport, and I have never hunted for sport, and I would not hunt for sport. Now, in a prepper situation, if we had a food supply collapse and I was facing starvation, would I go out and shoot some wild hogs to get something to eat? Of course I would. No hesitation whatsoever. If it comes down to me starving to death versus shooting a wild hog so I can have some bacon, I'm absolutely going to harvest a couple wild hogs, because there are thousands of them all around, by the way. They're everywhere in Texas. I see them on my property all the time. The other day, I saw about a 350-pound male wild hog just running around on his own. But usually, I see him in groups of like 40 to 50 younger ones with females and a lot of young baby pigs running around, and they flee. Every time I come up on them, they flee. But if I had to, would I harvest one to avoid starvation? Yeah, I would. But that's not for entertainment. That's for survival. That's a different situation. So, and the hogs are widely considered a nuisance across Texas, by the way. They tear up farmers' fields and so on. Farmers shoot them all the time. They shoot them like crazy. It's open season, 24/7. Every day of the year, you can shoot a wild hog in many states, including Texas, because they are considered a nuisance. But again, I don't shoot them for sport or entertainment. I would harvest some to avoid starvation, okay? And, you know, I just pray that firearms, I pray that my firearms are never have to be used to take someone's life or to stop someone from doing something that is violent towards others. You know, I pray that my firearms only hit steel and paper, because those are my targets. I have steel targets and paper targets. And that's the way I want to keep it. But if it comes to, you know, if the U.S. is invaded by a foreign nation, let's say, or we have a civil war, or I have to defend my family or defend my life against an aggressor who is threatening violence, then would I use a firearm in my defense? Absolutely. That's what they also exist for. And it's important to be able to do so with proficiency and precision and accuracy. And so that's one reason why I have the skills, but I don't ever hope to have to use a gun in that way. And I don't ever hope to take the life of an innocent animal, especially a highly intelligent being like an elephant. Elephants are just majestic, beautiful creatures, and we should cherish their presence on our planet, and we should protect them. And if anything, you know, maybe in Zimbabwe they should sell licenses for people to hunt the poachers. You know, there you go, flip the script on those illegal poachers, something like that. protect the elephants. That's all I'm saying. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more at healthrangerreport.com or check out my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.